Welcome to the DEI Uncorked podcast, where we will look inside the bottle and inside Winebo at its diversity, equity, and inclusion. We are going to get curious, ask questions, and learn from each other. So let's get started. Hello, I'm Nisa Anderson. I'm the sales administrator from California. I'm really excited for today's Uncorked show as we are interviewing one of our very own team members within the world of Winebo. We are talking about women in wine and spirits. We definitely have come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And I am, of course, joined by our fabulous co-host, Brian Cole. Hey, Brian, how's it going today?
I'm doing well. Very excited for today's podcast. Hope you're doing well also, Nisa.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, my name is Brian Cole. I'm the director of Fleet Services based out of Illinois, the Chicago area. Today's Uncorked podcast is all about changing the landscape, terroir in wine and spirits, and we are joined by Jennifer Vacelli. Welcome, Jennifer, to the Uncorked podcast. We're certainly glad to have you join our podcast recording for today. If you don't mind, if you could please share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you've joined us on today's podcast.
Thank you so much, Nisa. Thank you, Brian, for having me. I'm excited to join the podcast. Anybody who knows me personally or even with Winebo knows that I am a huge podcast fan. So this is like both of my two worlds coming together, slamming together at one time. I've been with Winebo for a little over 17 years. I started at a time that we were the Country Vintner, then the Vintner Group, that I don't know how many other names that we had, and now we're all one Winebo. So I say a lot of things like, well, back in the day, or I remember this, or, you know, I talk about a lot of different order processing systems that we no longer have that I think a lot of new people are like, what is this lady talking about? But I'm super excited to be here, and thank you for inviting me. I look forward to having a chat.
Excellent. So yeah, one of the reasons we've invited Jennifer on, which I know we've kind of talked about, you know, women in wine and spirits and changing the terroir, you know, but we really, this is also because of March, which of course is Women's History Month. And here at Winebo, we're actually doing a lot of celebrations for Women's History Month. So we wanted to interview somebody that has been in the industry for a long time and probably seen how it's changed throughout the time for women in this industry. So when you started out, what did the landscape look like for women?
Well, you know, so I've been in the business for a little over 20 years. And when I left what my mom used to call my real job to get into the wine, the world of wine and the wine business, I can definitely, I think anybody who has been in this business long enough can definitely say there were fewer women in the industry in my world than there were men. I think about, the cattle call accounts that we had where everybody shows up at 11 o'clock and you just hope you can get in and taste with the buyer. It was mostly men in line and me and a handful of girls. Ladies, women in the back, just waiting our turn to, pour wine and, you know, share our knowledge. But, you know, the things that I think that were most notable was that there were fewer women in the sales side, but there were also more men in as entrepreneurs, as business owners, more male decision makers. And, just a couple of weeks ago, I was cleaning out my office, and this may lead to me sounding more of a hoarder than anything, but I found an old call list from 2000-something, and I kind of went through it. Of course, this was in pen and paper, so it's also kind of way different than it is now, and I was kind of going through it, and 95% of my appointments were with a man. And a guy, and that's who was in those positions of making decisions or owning a restaurant or owning a retail shop.
It's interesting how times have changed. And that's not too long ago, but just kind of looking back, going by pen and paper, and that was your call list. But now, you know, everything's based off of technology.
Yeah. It's so there've been a lot of changes. But I will say that that seeing there has been a change from what I can sell at what I can see in the business of women being more in positions of power. I was just recently at a restaurant opening, and I was sitting at a table for a retail shop that is co-owned by a woman, and they had their employees there, and they were all women. And it was great. And I looked around the room, and there was a female restaurateur that is very, very famous and notable in our area. And there were other female restaurant managers. So I think we definitely see a change in that way. You know, women are being placed, or I should say they're actually fighting for and putting themselves in that place of making decisions and being in power and owning businesses. And it feels good all around. I think for everybody, it's good.
That's awesome. That's great to see that shift in the industry. Just kind of looking back and you telling your story of kind of your early beginnings in the wine industry and now seeing things today. So that kind of leads me to my next question. In your opinion, kind of on a more broader perspective, how has that landscape of women in the wine industry changed? How would you say that has changed?
So I think that it's important to know that, you know, they talk about like we're never going to really be successful in our future unless we really know our history. And so I think that having podcasts, I think having conversations, having organizations that truly are looking at not only changing, but having a positive impact socially is so important. And that's important in the wine industry, or maybe we should say even the service industry in general. Kind of what I was saying, seeing more female chefs, seeing more women that are making the decisions. They're asking the questions, and they're also the ones answering the questions. And I think that's super important. So, you know, I think about when I started, I hope that it is different now for my female colleagues. Especially ones that are just now getting in the business. I hope they aren't worried too much about what they look like or what they're wearing or how other, you know, women are looking at them. I hope that that has kind of changed. I do know that that was something that I definitely had to think about when I started out. But I think the most important thing is doing stuff like this and having conversations and having companies put together like this great group of people that want to talk about it and take this seriously and, you know, making a time and making room for it. I think that's something that, I mean, I don't even, did we know what DEI meant in the early 2000s? I didn't. I would have thought maybe that was missed. That was a typo. You know, I wouldn't have known exactly what that is. So I think that that has definitely changed in the landscape of this industry, hopefully of, you know, portions of this world.
Yeah, I definitely think that we're, by having the conversation, it's bringing awareness. And I think awareness will help impact change, right?
Totally. So I think that has to happen.
Yeah, so hopefully it might be slow, but if having the conversation is the first step. So absolutely. And actually, you did mention about, you know, women coming into the industry now, or women that you knew, you know, back in the day, so to speak. have there been women in your life that have helped you along the way?
Oh, girl. Yes. and unfortunately, I think that if you gave me enough time, I could list them, and I'm not going to do that. But I have a delightful core group of women to this day that I mean, honest to God, since the second week of me getting into this business, I have been friends with. And I call us the wine ladies, which make us sound like a quilting party, which is kind of fun for me. And we've been together for, you know, like I said, for decades. And they're great. They're great, you know, emotional support animals. They're really, really kind. They listen, but we also share a lot of the same challenges and hurdles. So they're just super important to me. And to talk about like technology. We're on a text feed and it goes off every day. And we're either sharing successes or, you know, this happened today. How is this happening? And it's not just all about, you know, female issues in the industry. It's also about, you know, a lot of challenges in general with professions and things that are happening in the world. And they are so, so dear and precious to me. But saying that, I think it would be wrong if I didn't also note, I have a core group of guys, which I can't tell you the name of our group on this call, but they are also fantastic. And they too, we kind of all started in the business together, in the industry together, either as buyers or buyers in retail shops, buyers in restaurants, or in the sales aspect of the industry too. And precious, fantastic, great group of guys. And I feel just as, I feel just the same. I feel just as equal in that group as I do with my female friends. And that's sometimes those worlds collide and it's a beautiful mess and tornado of laughing and joking and drinking wine and, you know, that kind of thing. But I think that that's important to note because, you know, women lifting women is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And necessary. But men lifting women is beautiful.
Yes. Agreed.
That's awesome. Not only are you still keeping in touch with some old contacts that have helped you along the way in your career, but of course, you know, you got some core group of friends and colleagues as of right now, but also, you know, you're mixing it up between both men and women, gaining ideas, different perspectives.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think that's important, right? Like kind of what we're doing here. You know, you are here talking to me about this. Nisa is here talking to me about this. We're, you know, this, we need to, everybody needs to talk about this. This isn't just, you know, women, you know, challenges. This is worldly challenges. This is important. This, we have to continue to talk about it. And as women, we have to include men in these conversations.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so one, they hear us beat them down. No, I'm just kidding, Brian. So one, they know, you know, they hear it, they see it. It doesn't become mystical. You know, it's not, magic happening. I don't understand why she's like this or whatever, but also it's just humanity. I mean, really, that's what we're, you know, we should really be trying to talk about and, you know, improve.
That's right. Yeah. In the end, we're all people and, you know, we can have great ideas and as long as we support each other along the way, you know, it's a great benefit.
Totally. Absolutely.
So traditionally wine and spirits has been traditionally a male-dominated field.
Yes.
How can we continue, in your opinion, to foster inclusivity and empowerment for women?
So, you know, I think a lot about, I don't think a lot, but I think often about that phrase, male-dominated. And it's true, right? Like there are industries, there are businesses, there are portions of this world that are male dominated, but if in particular in the wine world, if you go travel to these wineries, women have been there all along. They are, you know, picking the grapes. They are in the vineyards. They are in the winery. They are cleaning the barrels. They are stomping the grapes. They're picking the grapes. They're doing all of these things. And so it's been male noted. It's been a male acknowledged. So to say that it's male dominated, I think it means that we've acknowledged or noticed men more than the women that have been there. But, you know, we've been here all the time. We've been here doing similar, if not the same, sometimes better, sometimes not, work as, you know, all the men in the world. So I think it's just like kind of what we said earlier. It's about acknowledging it now. And I think there is empowerment, maybe more than, not to age myself, than maybe my mother or our mothers may have experienced, or our aunts, or our grandparents, grandmothers maybe experienced. But you know, we owe it to other people. We owe it to ourselves to empower women and to empower, just like what we kind of said, humans in general. So I kind of try to not say male dominated. I kind of try to think of things as more as male acknowledged, and just that, you know, there's this thing that I always think about, and it's, Shirley Chisholm said something, a famous quote, something like, you know, if you don't have a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. I love it so much. And,
make your own table.
I'm so sorry.
I heard the one that says make your own table.
Right. You know, so there, it's empowering women, right? Like, if you don't have a seat, go make a seat, bring your seat. And I think that's important. But I think also, like, if there is a table of men, just kind of scooch over a little bit, ask somebody to scooch over, so, you know, a woman can fit there. Or even better, why don't we just make a bigger table? Why don't we all just have a position at that table? It's not, you know, another thing I have in my office is this banner that says, equal rights for others doesn't mean less rights for you. It's not pie. I think about the same thing as far as like the whole table analogy, and I'm getting a little, this isn't the most poetic I will ever be in my life. But, you know, but thinking about that, like, let's not think about, well, somebody has to lose their seat for me to come to the table. Just scoot over, or let's just make a bigger table.
Exactly.
We need women at the table for things to get better.
Everyone's accepted. Everyone exactly. should be accepted and feel yeah. accepted.
Everyone should be accepted. And let's be honest, this world, this industry, this company has a lot of room to grow and to improve. We have a lot of table expansion that we could work on. You know, we have a lot that we can do. And the onus just isn't on, you know, all the men. You know, women need to lift each other. I often say that to a lot of my friends, you know, where I'm like, well, you know, I didn't agree with her, but she needed to be lifted that day. So absolutely. I tried to lift her, and I can't, you know, always expect that to happen from a male colleague, you know. And we should, I don't know, I just hope that we are continuing. We haven't done enough. I hope that we continue to grow. Honestly, it's not, I definitely was born with a lack of patience, so it's not happening fast enough for me. So let's speed it up, you know, let's speed it up, Wimbo. Let's speed it up, world. But we have to start acknowledging, and we have to start making room and celebrating and promoting women, not because they're women, but because that makes it better. That makes everything better. You know, I've sat at a table full of guys. It's not the best thing ever. I've sat at a table full of women. Maybe we don't get as much done as we should, but if we all come together and make a bigger table, that's what I'm, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's do it quickly. Don't put, you know, reach out to somebody and tell her she did a great job. Tell her that, you know, you appreciate her. Do these things. Start making this part of, you know, your daily routine. And I think we'll see a change, you know, but we're not going to, we can't just make Brian do it. We got to have everybody there.
Brian, it's all on your shoulders now.
So Brian, get back to us on the progress that you've done on that.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the world of Wimbo?
No. Well, I don't know. I kind of just said it. You know, let's continue to. It's nice to be celebrated. That makes everybody feel good, right? But let's promote and encourage everyone and acknowledge that women are there. We're here. We're not going anywhere.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. This has been fantastic.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. Sorry about all the analogies. And
hey, we like the table analogy here.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
It was a great segue into Nisa's last comment. Yeah, it worked out very well.
That was not planned, audience. Not at all.
Well, Jennifer, it's been a pleasure to have you on our podcast recording. Thank you very much for joining.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you both. Thanks so much. Thanks for what you're doing. It's important work.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we've thoroughly enjoyed this discussion and appreciate your dedication and commitment to our DEI initiative. As we've opened up the year 2024, we've now called this our season two for a podcast. This is our episode two, season two. We've now closed the chapter on our 14th podcast since we've started our DEI Uncorked podcast. Looking forward to keeping up with the momentum going into this year and our future guest speakers. Of course, we always enjoy learning from others. Thank you.
Remember, Winebo, your voice matters. This is your platform for the world of Winebo. Who do you want to hear from, or what topic would you like us to discuss next? Reach out to any DEI member, any of us, or email at diversity@winebo.com to let us know. This is the DEI Uncorked podcast. Let's continue to look inside.